15 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing four of the Coen Brothers films in January and February. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?, Fargo, True Grit, and The Big Lebowski. Showtimes and tickets can be found at libertyhall.net. And that's the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conductor Neeme Järvi, and music by Edvard Grieg, the Norwegian Rustic March, from his Lyric Suite, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music as we enter the afternoon time, and for this noon hour, we've got Robert Schumann's Clarinet Romances, as well as a beautiful Spanish harp concerto, the famous Concierto Serenata by Joaquin Rodrigo. That's a bit later, with the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, here on KPR. We have next the Singapore Orchestra, conductor Sung Yi, violinist Joshua Bell, as well, and music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, written back in 1863, originally as part of his first violin concerto, but then made into its own standalone concert work, intended back in the day for the great violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. They call this one Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, next on Kansas Public Radio. Some lively music written for violin and orchestra by Camille Saint-Saëns for the violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate back in the day. Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, played there by the Singapore Orchestra, conducted by Sung Yi, and the violinist was Joshua Bell, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:20 is the time now, and in the second half of the hour, we await another great virtuoso harpist, Catherine Michel, as well as the Monte Carlo National Orchestra for Concierto Serenata, the Spanish harp concerto by Joaquin Rodrigo, in just a little bit, here on Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Neuvaughn House of Lawrence, which offers care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at neuvaughnhouse.com. Currently 37 degrees here at the KU campus. Skies are cloudy, and it's not expected to get much warmer today. Highs around 38 tonight. Cloudy skies and a low of 23. Tomorrow, the sun comes out, and temperatures will get up into the mid-50s for Thursday, and 55 again on Friday. Chamber music by Robert Schumann next, with something that he wrote in 1849, originally oboe and piano pieces adapted in this performance for clarinet and piano, Three Romances, with the clarinet played by Charles Nydick, and at piano Leonard Hokanson, here on KPR. Robert Schumann's Romances, written originally for oboe and piano, a clarinet and piano version there, performed by Charles Nydick and pianist Leonard Hokanson, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:34, and there'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air on February 27th and 28th in Lawrence, Kansas, and you're invited to the party. We hope you'll join us for a weekend of live music parties and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit that website, kansaspublicradio.org, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment. including financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. We bring you now the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra and a Spanish concerto, one written in 1952 by Joaquin Rodrigo, for harp and orchestra. A piece of music that sort of musically describes the evening of a group of young musicians and artists. They call this the Concierto Serenata. Antonio de Almeida conducts the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra with harpist Catherine Michel, next on KPR. The great Concierto Serenata for harp and orchestra, composed in 1952 by Joaquin Rodrigo and played today by the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, conductor Antonio de Almeida and harpist Catherine Michel.
Hi, it's Daryl Brown, KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio and the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 Sierra and Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
From Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra there, and conductor Adrian Lieper bringing us music from English composer Edward German and a bursus, or lullaby, from music he wrote for a play called The Conqueror, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up, we've got for you the work of Mendelssohn, by which I mean Fanny Mendelssohn, Felix's older sister and the eldest of the Mendelssohn children, and the equal to her brother as a composer. Her piano trio is coming up this hour, as well as a suite of dances from Shostakovich, Ballet Suite No. 1 a bit later, with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic and conductor Alfred Walter, they've got our next piece. It's a fun waltz from the composer Emil Waldteufel, and it is very pretty. And that's not just me talking. It's actually what it's called, the Très Jolie Waltz. Next on KPR. From French composer Emil Waldteufel, the Très Jolie, or Very Pretty Waltz, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic. Conductor Alfred Walter, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:17 is the time. Still to come, a visit later from the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. They're joining us in the second half of the hour with a suite from Dmitri Shostakovich of Dances, Ballet Suite No. 1, along in just a bit here on Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And Audio Reader, hosting a benefit audio sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at Lawrence Public Library, Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Ready now for some 19th century chamber music. The music is from the Mendelssohn family, the elder sister to Felix Mendelssohn. We've got music for you now by Fanny Mendelssohn, who was in every way the equal and perhaps even the superior to her younger brother as a pianist and later composer. She would have had a career in that if it had been the convention for women at the time. Author of 125 pieces for solo piano, 250 songs, several orchestral cantatas, a piano quartet, and what we'll hear is her piano trio in D minor, performed by violinist Sophie Langdon, pianist Diane Ambosch, and cellist Susan Dorey, here on KPR. There you had pianist Diane Ambosch, violinist Sophie Langdon, and cellist Susan Dorey all together in the piano trio in D minor from Fanny Mendelssohn, elder sister to Felix Mendelssohn and eldest of the Mendelssohn children, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:45, 15 minutes until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm glad you could join us on a Wednesday afternoon. We invite you to celebrate 30 years of music that is shaken, not stirred. When KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour and its 30th anniversary weekend at the end of this month, February 27th and 28th. It's going to be a weekend packed with parties and live music, including the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, go to kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more performance for this 1 p.m. hour. It's the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conductor Neeme Yarvi, and a collection of dances from Dmitri Shostakovich, Ballet Suite No. 1 on KPR. Ballet Suite No. 1 from Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Neeme Yarvi on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and still more for you in the next hour. Among other things, we've got Beethoven and his Eighth Symphony. That and much more still to come on KPR.
PublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
At 25 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and music from Ernst Theodor Amadeus Hoffmann. An overture to his production called The Merry Musicians, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope to find you out there in a merry mood. We've got a little bit more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon. From the Polish composer Heinrich Wieniawski, a bit later a short legend for violin and piano. And we've also got the Cleveland Orchestra. They'll be ready with the entirety of Beethoven and his Eighth Symphony, coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. In the last hour, we enjoyed some chamber music of Fanny Mendelssohn, music from her younger brother Felix Mendelssohn next, who on two occasions wrote music inspired by Shakespeare's play A Midsummer Night's Dream, first in 1827 when he was 17 years old as a concert overture, an overture that he would use about nearly two decades later for a production of that very play for the King of Prussia. We've got Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream Overture, next with the Berlin Philharmonic led by Claudio Abbado on Kansas Public Radio. Thus ends the concert overture, A Midsummer Night's Dream, from Felix Mendelssohn, performed there by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Claudio Abbado, today on KPR. 2:20 is the time. The Cleveland Orchestra, joining us in a few minutes, will enjoy Symphony No. 8 by Beethoven in just a short time here on KPR. Thanks for being with us today. And of course, all things considered ahead at 3 p.m. and more classical music this evening from 7 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing now through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. Well, before we get to the Cleveland Orchestra, we've got some music from the Polish violin virtuoso and composer Heinrich Wieniawski. A short legend in G for violin and piano played by Marat Bezengaliev and pianist John Linehan, next on KPR. Violinist Marat Bezengaliev and pianist John Linehan together in a so-called legend in G minor, music by Polish violin virtuoso Heinrich Wieniawski, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:30 now, and half an hour to go until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. Then catch more classical music this evening between the hours of 7 and 9. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Here at KPR, we essentially have one job: to serve our listeners with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds the service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, please consider becoming a member listener at that website, support.kansaspublicradio.org, to help fund the programming that matters. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of KPR. It is 38 degrees here on the KU campus. Looks like we have a slight chance of some sprinkles later this afternoon. Tonight, chance of sprinkles and flurries. A low of 23 degrees. Tomorrow should start off a cloudy day, becoming sunny, with high temperatures in the mid-50s. A low of 32 for Thursday night. Time now to bring you the Cleveland Orchestra, and they've got music of Beethoven for you. Composed in 1812, Beethoven's penultimate symphony, Symphony No. 8 in F major. George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra with the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1812, Symphony No. 8 in F major by Beethoven, and played today by the Cleveland Orchestra conductor George Zell here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Then, catch more classical music this evening between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. I hope you've enjoyed what you heard this afternoon. I'll have more wonderful classical music for you at noon tomorrow. Keep it tuned right here for all the very latest on Kansas Public Radio.
Attempts to undermine support for Ukraine in Europe on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered next on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.